to lie to me, because it make me mad. I get evil as a man. We'll be right back.
don't know where we've been. It's just an illusion we've seen before. Darling, I know just how you feel. 'Cause this heartache is all too real. And there ain't nothing we can do or say to make it like it was yesterday.
Your feelings for me start to return.
my breath on your neck shivers down your spine. As your wheels slowly start to turn, you lose all control. It was just a matter of time. It's just the way your body moves.
It's over. Story of the tears on your shoulder. Looking back, I'm trying to get them to realize life is bigger than it's big. I'm tired. I'm seeing these pretty bitches walking up down the street, right? They ain't got nothing. They ain't got nothing. Walking, bitch, why are you walking? You can all pretty as shit. I try to talk to you, hoe, and you want to talk to me. And I got a pocket full of money, a bank full of money. And you want to talk to me? Fuck you, but you ain't never a tramp. You're a tramp.
Time when you touch me, honey, I don't you know you can't hide? No, no, baby. When you give it up, it's only enough to get me by. You're playing a game, it's so plain. You want me to win. I'm willing to play whatever you say. If love is the end, playing your game, baby, your game, baby, just you and me, playing your game, baby, your game, baby, nobody but you. You stop. You know what you got is what I need. Oh yes, indeed. When you give it up, it's only enough to make me see. Ooh-wee. That you're playing a game. It's so plain. You want me to win. Girl, I'll play whatever you say. If love is the end, playing your game, baby, your game, baby, just you and me. You stop. You know what you got is what I need. Oh yes, indeed. When you give it up, it's only enough to make me see. Ooh-wee. That you're playing a game. It's so plain. You want me to win. Girl, I'll play
whatever you say, if love is the end, playing your game, baby, your game, baby, just you and me, playing your game, baby, your game, baby, just you and me.
You sure can read my mind. You can read my letter. Baby, I know you sure can read my mind. Thank you.
just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. This one of us is changing. Oh, maybe we both stop trying. And it's true, baby, it's too late. Though we really did try to make it, something inside is dying, dying. I know I can't hide, and I just can't fake it. So easy living here with you. You were light and breezy, shy and knew just what to do. Now you look so unhappy. And it's too late, baby, it's too late. Though we really did, we tried and we did, boy, yes, we did. Something inside is dying, and I can hide. Oh, I just can't fake. Just came. For you, but we just can't stay together. Don't you feel that too? Still, I'm glad for what we had, girl. And oh, how I once loved you. Oh!
it's too late. Well, it's too late. Well, it's too late. Well, it's too late. Oh, way too late. Oh, it's too late. Well, yeah, it's too late. So
before this love affair began. But if you
this is Law and Disorder.
Today on Law and Disorder, we speak with our special guest, Ralph Nader. We talk with him about the underreporting of fatalities in the Gaza Strip.
Ralph Nader believes that the undercount of deaths in Gaza Strip is massive. He also talks with us about the Democratic Party and the Republican Party and the sense of dread that people are feeling now.
We speak with Professor David Myers about U.S. foreign policy regarding the war in Gaza and the campus protests that have emerged around that issue. Professor Myers is a distinguished professor of Jewish history at UCLA.
Stay with us.
I'm New York City attorney and author Michael Stephen Smith.
And I'm New York City attorney and activist Heidi Boghossian.
I'm Stephen Rohde, retired civil rights lawyer and author on issues of civil liberties.
The Americans supported Israeli war against the 2.3 million people in Palestine living in the Gaza Strip continues on since last October. The area, the size of Philadelphia, has been partially obliterated by American fighters, bombers, bombs, tanks, artillery shells, and bullets. The number of dead Palestinians is at least 186,000, according to a recent article in the prestigious British medical journal The Lancet. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has just left Washington, D.C., where he came to solidify his support in our Congress. It was his fourth visit. Biden's support for the genocide has not been vigorously challenged by Kamala Harris, his choice to replace him. Her election is doubtful, and Donald Trump has vowed to, quote, finish the job, end quote. We speak today with attorney Ralph Nader. His latest article contends that the number of dead in Gaza is even higher than the 39,000-plus figure set by Israel, America, and Hamas. We have the honor to speak with Ralph. He's an attorney, a significant figure in American politics, and a four-time presidential candidate in parties independent of the Republicans and the Democrats. Ralph Nader has recently written two excellent books, Out of Darkness, Essays on Corporate Power and Civic Resistance, and Let's Start the Revolution, Tools for Displacing the Corporate State and Building a Country that Works for the People. Attorney Ralph Nader, welcome back to Law and Disorder.
Thank you.
Ralph, before we talk about the new situation with the Democratic Party switching Harris for Biden, I wanted to talk to you about an article that you recently wrote where you say that the casualties, the deaths in Gaza, have been massively misrepresented. You believe that at least 300,000 Palestinians have been killed in Gaza. I wanted to ask you, you're skeptical about this figure. Why?
It's a massive undercount because Hamas and Netanyahu have the same interest in undercounting fatalities and other casualties for different reasons. Hamas doesn't want the true count to even be estimated because it would inflict more criticism by their own people that they can't protect after October 7th the Palestinian people in Gaza and provide them with shelters. Netanyahu, of course, with his genocidal attack on all civilian facilities, likes the undercount as well. So the official count, based largely on a declining report from what's left of the hospitals and morgues, is just under 40,000. This after 9 months of daily bombing of homes, apartment buildings, schools, mosques, marketplaces, refugee centers, hospitals, health facilities, ambulances, electric systems, water mains, no protection for the civilians, the families, the children, the babies, no shelters. They're not allowed in the tunnels. It's inconceivable. Most of the Gazans have survived this kind of daily assault. You have an interview by Al Jazeera of the head of a small burial team in two cemeteries in Gaza. He estimates he and his team alone have buried, often in mass graves, 17,000 Palestinians. And that was from October 8th to February. He also indicated many of the cemeteries have been bulldozed by Israeli bulldozers.